USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. Full blocking sanctions will be put back into place against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises starting next Thursday. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accuse Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. And more than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have sued their employer over a requirement that the hospital staff all get vaccinated against COVID-19. The filing on behalf of the 117 employees alleges that the hospital is illegally requiring employees to get vaccinated with what it calls an experimental vaccine as a condition of employment. The hospital had given staff until June 7th to get the shot or risk suspension or termination, according to the suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
President Biden has proposed a more than $6 trillion budget for next year, a plan that greatly expands domestic spending and would run a $1 trillion deficit even with its tax increases. Senator Roger Marshall believes the White House's proposal would guarantee continuing inflation. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that it would unfairly target the working class.
I think we begin these negotiations by telling the president, look, you think that this inflation is short-lived? You're throwing gasoline on the fire. Inflation occurs when you're throwing too many dollars at too few goods, and that's exactly what's happening. We can't get people to come back to work because we're throwing too much money at them. We created artificial shortages of supplies, and now he wants to even print more money. So I think that America needs to start saying, wait a second, Mr. President. We're feeling this inflation right here at home. And by the way, this is a social injustice. Inflation is a tax on hardworking Americans, people that are on fixed incomes as well. So I think we got to take this message to the White House.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Something that has been U.S. policy for over four decades is now in danger of disappearing. Mike Fortier explains.
President Biden's $6 trillion budget for 2022 does not include the Hyde Amendment. That's the policy first passed into law in 1976 that bans federal funding for most abortions. Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman is chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities. He says this is part of a shift starting with the Affordable Care Act to redefine abortion as health care.
Once you define it as health care, they're no longer, if people are paying attention, they're not talking about choice anymore. They're talking about imposing abortion on everyone. Everyone has to cooperate. But it's not health care. Health care doesn't destroy life.
Nauman telling Current News this week, repealing the Hyde Amendment will lead to more abortions, especially among minorities. Planned Parenthood says it will remove the government from the personal health care decisions of people with low incomes. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Grammy-winning singer B.J. Thomas has died. Thomas hit the charts with songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, and I Just Can't Help Believing, and sold millions of records in his career. He was nominated for a Best Male Pop Vocal Performance Grammy in 1970 for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, but it would be his later work in gospel music that would win him his five Grammys between 1977 and 1981. In March, Thomas announced he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 lung cancer. He passed away Saturday at his Arlington, Texas home. B.J. Thomas was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.